This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, proudly presents the star of our show,
Mike Palm, Vice President of Operations of Circa, the D, and Golden Gate.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Twitter, at Mike Palm Circa.
Why don't I take you somewhere that you've never been?
Where's that?
Vegas?
Let's head to Vegas with Mike Palm, sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be, with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I don't care if the sun don't shine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to our dear friend in the desert. It's Mike Palm, and he joins us on the Aturo Hotline, Aturo Tires. New tires for spring. Check them out, Aturo.com. Mike, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Molly, and good morning, David. It's great to talk to you guys again. I mean, it's the longest, hardest, fastest pace week of the year for us in this side of the counter, and I don't think we traded for anything though. But I'm glad we only have to do it once a year.
I mean, having been blessed enough to be in Vegas for this round of the NCAA tournament, it is absolutely mad. It is just, it's like you can't get anywhere, do anything, but you're in a casino. There are different corners of the room where something breaks out because someone hit a bet on some obscure prop, and you're trying to follow all the games. It is, the energy this weekend is beyond belief.
You know, you make a good point about the obscure bet. Up until the Arkansas-Kansas game last night, the biggest roar in the book at Stadium Swim and in the ballrooms was when High Point got to 10 before Purdue.
That's funny.
I love that kind of stuff.
Next Thursday and Friday, Spiegel and Holmes will be broadcasting from Circa Swim, noon to 4 Vegas time, 2 to 6 Chicago time. Hey, Mike, you know Mitch is also going to be there, a guy Mitch Rosen. You'll be enjoying that visit. You can catch every game of opening day from the Circa Sportsbook or Stadium Swim. Don't miss the ceremonial first pitch from Hall of Famer Greg Maddux, who lives right down the street, apparently. In the Sportsbook before the first game starts, American Coney Island will be selling Coney Dogs in the Sportsbook, and Apple Pie also for sale. That is next Thursday and Friday. Don't miss it at Circa Swim in Vegas. That's going to be a lot of fun, Mike.
Yeah, and we just secured the catcher for Maddux's first pitch. It's going to be former Cub Michael Barrett.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
Someone take a swing at someone.
Uh-oh.
That's one of the – should have AJ come by just to catch one in the grill. So help us out, Mike. So you know, we're looking at this tournament, and there were a couple of upsets, but nothing – really spectacular. I think McNeese State, the way they opened the first half of that game, seeing Clemson score 13 points, 31-13 at half, that was absolutely unbelievable. We both had Drake, so we saw Drake play enough that we were expecting them to do well. That did not floor us at all. Is this been a pretty chalky tournament? Do you expect that to continue?
Well, no, because it's always expect the unexpected. I will tell you, the Clemson game, heading into early in the week, McNeese was a sharp play. We got professional money on McNeese money line. Then, after Louisville gets stomped by Creighton, 40 miles from their campus at Rupp Arena, I think people started saying, this ACC is really bad. And then they started also taking McNeese with the points against Clemson just to fade the ACC. The surprising result, and you know, you say that McNeese is an upset, but the surprising result from a betting standpoint was Arkansas beating Kansas. We opened that game two, it closed six. Pro money, public money, everybody was on Kansas. So from a betting side, the biggest upset was Arkansas winning that game.
Any change in the Cubs or the Dodgers based on what happened in Japan? Is that, and how did you feel about what happened in Japan?
Well, you know, I mean, it's sort of hidden, and I mean, it's 3 a.m. I was there because I said, I'll just stay out from St. Patrick's Day. So I was at the book for the first five innings of opening day. There was about 80 people there, probably 75, 25 Dodger fans, and probably 60, 40 Japanese.
Wow.
I'm concerned about pitch counts. I get Sasaki. I don't get any of the rest of them. You know, and Yamamoto, I guess he got 73 pitches. Steele's an experienced pitcher. I don't know why he was short. I mean, I got a 65-1 ticket on Imanaga. He's got a no-hitter through four. I can't even get him out there for the fifth. If you have the Cubs first five in the first game, you got to feel sick about that. If you want to bet the Cubs to win the division, it's a better odds now. They were minus 120. Now they're only minus 105 because they lost the first two games.
Yeah, our guy Dustin Rhodes thought they'd win 92 at one point. He dropped them to 80 after that series. So that might be an overreaction. But that's how we roll. Is there anyone the Sharps like today? Is there anybody that has that McNeese State flavor going on?
Colorado State's a sharp play. That's a 12 that was favored over a 5. We opened them as a 1-point favorite, bet up to 2.5. A little money coming back. I'll tell you what the sharp play actually is Oklahoma over UConn. And you would think the two-time defending champs, you know, they're going to get through the first round, and then they got to run into Florida in the round of 32. But the sharp money is actually on Oklahoma in that game.
That is great news. Both David and I have them. We talked to Porter Moser yesterday. He's a great dude. Spent all that time at Loyola. Got him to the Final Four. Here's hoping.
Here's hoping.
Thanks so much. Great talking to you, Mike.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, fellas. Enjoy the madness.
That is Mike Palm, our friend in the desert. Always a joy to talk to him. And don't forget that 670 The Score will be broadcasting from Stadium Swim on that day from noon to 4 Vegas time, 2 to 6 Chicago time. And Mitch will, of course, be there with the guys.
A lot of fun next weekend.
Mully and Haas, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.